Chapter 1. The Deepest Kind of Love. It is love, not reason, that is stronger than death. Thomas Mann. In ancient Greece, there were four words used to distinguish between the different forms love can take. Agape referred to the love shared between God and man, charitable or pure love. Eros was known as the love of passion and beauty, a more physical and sometimes sexual love, appreciation, or attraction. Philia designated a more platonic, equal type of love between friends, brothers or sisters, classmates, community, or co-workers. The kind of love that enjoys doing things together and appreciating life and each other with a lot of loyalty attached. Storge, last of all, was about the forgiving type of love that parents often have for their children or a people might have for their country. A stubborn, enduring kind of love that looks past faults and goes to battle for its own. In the English language, we simply use the single word love to describe many different levels of positive feeling about something or someone. There is love of God, love of friends and children, even books, pizza, movies, you name it. Sure, we have words like, adore, esteem, and others, but we tend to stick to love and sprinkle the one word throughout our speech, hoping our meaning comes across based on context. For example, if we say, I love spaghetti, what we really mean is we very much enjoy eating it. We don't want to marry it or build a shrine to it, and hopefully most people know that. We might say, I love my university professor. But would we really jump in front of them to take a bullet that's speeding towards them? We often use the word love in a way that actually defines lust, not the kind of feeling worth sacrificing for, and certainly not the kind of love you stay with through cancer and bankruptcy and sick children. Relationships where sex is the main ingredient don't actually need real love at all and are doomed to fade over time. The kind of love I'm focusing on in this book, and especially in this chapter, is the deepest kind a man and woman can share. Incandescent and eternal romantic love that combines all four of the Greek definitions into one beautiful sphere. The romantic love I refer to is the kind that lasts not only a lifetime, but beyond. It can endure separation, death, and all the hardships we face. And it brings joy, fulfillment, and purpose to our lives while doing so. You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams, Dr. Seuss. So what is this kind of love? It is deep, faithful, and true. It can lift you to emotional, spiritual, and intellectual heights you never imagined. It is unconditional, cherishing, valuing, respecting, enjoying each other's company and friendship whether you are doing something special or nothing at all. It is honoring each other and combines deep emotional as well as physical intimacy. There is knowledge that you are each other's number one priority, each other's number one confidant. You know each other's deepest desires, fears, and dreams and still feel safe. You know each other's faults, and still feel totally cherished. As stated above, this kind of love includes passion, but it doesn't feed on it. Its strongest attribute is care for the one loved. When you truly love, you feel alive as never before. I'm not talking about infatuation that contains the seeds of eternal love, but is only its infant. Without maturity, infatuation will wither and die. Infatuation feels great because it is a promise of real romantic love yet possible. Many people believe infatuation is all there is to love, and when it fades, so does the relationship. They think love has died. They do not see the huge vista just beyond the horizon. If you think real, enduring, and satisfying romantic love sounds impossible to attain, you haven't yet learned everything about this most priceless human emotion. Many people